Palpatine noted that.
I'll place my faith in him too, then. You must excuse me, Master Yoda. I have political business to attend to. Senator Amidala is due here for a meeting.
Yoda rose to leave just as Padme Amidala entered the office. They bowed politely to one another in passing, and Padme sat down opposite Palpatine's desk.
We were going to discuss the new security measures on Naboo. My security advisors tell me more fighting has broken out in the Outer Rim.
Palpatine liked to see how much information he could shake out with a statement rather than a question.
Yes, I've just been talking to General Kenobi about the engagement he and Anakin Skywalker have been involved in.
Padme's brow creased slightly.
Anakin? Is he all right?
I'm afraid a negotiation between the Jedi and the Hutts has gone badly wrong.
Padme's reaction, all Anakin, no Kenobi, confirmed his suspicion that this wasn't just professional political concern.
Lord Jabba believes Anakin kidnapped his baby son.
Anakin would never harm a child,
Padme said, indignant. She recovered herself a fraction of a second too late to fool Palpatine.
No Jedi would. Let me intercede on behalf of the Senate. I can talk to Jabba and explain to him that this is some mistake and conclude the negotiations.
That's very courageous of you, Senator. But Jabba has refused all further contact with the Republic. It's far too dangerous for you to visit Tatooine. We're dealing with organized crime, not a democratic state.
Jabba's Uncle Zero has a palace here, she said. I'll try to get him to act as an intermediary.
The more Padme was dissuaded, the more determined she became. Palpatine found that he almost pressed that button now simply to see if it worked every time. It did, although it served no extra purpose to involve her in this. He was simply gathering intelligence.
Do you think that's wise? They're gangsters.
Diplomacy is about dealing with those you'd rather avoid,
she said, getting up to leave.
And we must need Hutt assistance very badly in this war for Jedi to be willing to negotiate with Jabba.
Palpatine nodded sagely.
Yes, sometimes we have to put aside our principles for the greater good. I'm glad the Jedi feel able to do this and don't cite their consciences as reason for not fighting this war.
Padme glanced back at him from the door, and he smiled his best paternal smile.
Do be careful with those Hutts, Senator.